The city received 5 bids for the project last month, ranging from about $4.2 million to $5.3 million. All of the bids were well below the budget and available funds. The city's architect and staff recommended the contract go to McGraw Custom Construction of Sitka, which was the lowest bidder. Councillor John Haverlick said he had no faith in the company's construction abilities. Haverlick cited the fact that the city just sued McGraw and several other companies that built the expansion of Mountain View Manor. In a lawsuit filed last year, the city claimed the large covered entryway called a porte cochere had become unstable because its foundation was, quote, improperly designed and or constructed.
And if a company had any pride, you wouldn't have to take them to court. They'd come in and take care of the problems that they've caused a city or any construction project.
This summer, the council agreed to settle the case for a payment of $90,000. The city's local project manager for the fire hall, Tom Reinhartz, had more confidence in McGraw. He pointed out that the company also built Petersburg's Aquatic Center.
And I've talked to several people about that facility, and everybody says that was a good job. It was well done. It was done on time in the budget. And I think we've got to really look at the last job they did, and I think they've demonstrated that they can do a good job. The swimming pool is much more complicated than either the manor or this project.
Mm-hmm. As the city's project manager, Reinhartz is independent of the contractors and will be overseeing the work. That was an important factor for several councillors and Mayor Al Dwyer.
I'm confident that, like you say, they are capable of doing a good job. I think with somebody like you there, they will do a good job.
Ultimately, the council voted 4-2 to award the bid to McGraw. In an interview with KFSK Public Radio in Petersburg, company president Chuck McGraw defended the work on the manor. McGraw said he did not believe his company nor his local subcontractor did anything improper. Rather, he faulted the design, and he said the builders raised a concern about the issue during the work.
When we did it 6 or 7 years ago, they brought it to the attention of the owner's representatives, which was a design firm out of Oregon, that the way they were designing the fill for that particular area would not work, would not hold up. That was all documented. We were instructed to proceed as designed.
The primary design firm was WH Pacific of Oregon. The company defended its work and denied the city's claims as well, maintaining the design followed building codes and was reviewed by the state and local building officials. Looking forward to the Petersburg Fire Hall project, McGraw said he had worked with the city's architects, Jensen Yorba Lott of Juneau, many times in the past, and he says he plans to hire locally and get started as soon as possible.
Basically, plan on bringing in a project superintendent and, for the most part, hiring locally as much as we can. I don't plan on shipping a crew in there or anything. I'd like to use local folks as much as possible. Get started on it as soon as the paperwork gets transmitted around, the contracts get signed and bonds are issued and so forth, our insurance stuff that goes to the city. We've done other projects like this. We built a fire hall in Sitka. Turned out very nice.
Construction may begin by the end of this month once all the paperwork is finalized. McGraw has a year to complete the project. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.